The main stars of the Kritika Nakshatra are the bright blue Pleiades. The god of Kritika is Agni, the god of fire. The name itself means cutter, and it's symbolized by sharp blades. The key words for understanding Kritika are incision, insight, brilliance, subdivision, critique, and sharpness. Kritika is bright, brilliant, intellectual, and quick to digest. It is a star of insight, incisiveness, and dissection. It is analytical and critical, and therefore not favorable towards things requiring tender care. Very interesting and fitting that Agni is the god of Kritika, because the word Agni literally means the one that goes first. When you're walking, you need fire to be in front so you can see where you're going. So fire is always carried at the front, and the word Agni, the word for fire, the word for the god of fire, means he who comes first. And so the first of the nakshatra from the Vedic days belong to the god Agni, the god of fire. But it's very interesting because the reason why Agni was considered first was because the equinoctial point was in the Pleiades, was in Kritika at the time that the Vedas were being written, which is about 5,000 years ago. So this shows that the divisions of local space, the divisions of equinoctial space and equatorial space, don't have any permanent correlation to the constellations or the divisions of stellar space, deep space, sidereal space. So those techniques of explaining nakshatra, which are based on giving the nakshatra some kind of a planetary ruler based on its sign or based on some kind of dasha, these are not reliable ways of trying to understand the nakshatra. The premise of this book, 27 stars, 27 gods, is that everything you need to know about a nakshatra, you can know by understanding the god who rules that nakshatra. Each nakshatra has a deity, is the home of a deity. And that deity, the characteristics of that deity, become the characteristics of that nakshatra. So I'll read you some interesting things about Agni and how it pertains to Kritika from the chapter on Kritika in my book, 27 Stars, 27 Gods. So here's a story, The Sharp Divided Child of Fire. To tell you this story, I will combine the versions given in Mahabharata, Valmiki Ramayana, and Brahmanda Purana. Once, during a ritual, Agni saw the wives of the seven sages and fell in love with them. He transformed into their household fire to clandestinely gaze upon their beauty, but eventually he reproached himself thoroughly and went off to the forest to lament his broken heart. Kind of sneaky, interesting way of being a peeping Tom. You can become the household fire. But then he thought, what am I doing? This is kind of low. So he went off to lament his fate. Then a goddess named Swaha had been in love with Agni for a long time and saw this as her chance. She assumed the appearance of one of the sage's wives and ran to Agni, saying, I am Shiva, the wife of sage Angiras. I have come to fulfill all your desires. So she did fulfill all his desires. And then after their intercourse, she transformed into a bird and flew into a legendary mountain from which the sun rises. There she threw Agni's semen into a lake. Then she assumed the form of the wife of a different sage and repeated the whole process 5 more times. So she did it 6 times in total. She could not impersonate the 7th wife, though, Arundhati, because the power of Arundhati's devotion to her husband, Vasishtha, was too great. It's amazing. This is amazing. So meanwhile, an anti-god named Taraka rose to power and conquered all the gods on the strength of a benediction that only a 7-day-old child could kill him. The gods tried to have children. They needed to get the 7-day-old child. But because of a curse, they could not. Not even Shiva and his wife Parvati could conceive, even after attempting for 100 celestial years. Their powerful efforts put the universe into distress, and the gods requested that Shiva and Parvati desist. Shiva, however, was interrupted just in the process of discharging semen. He said, you've infuriated my wife by this disruption. Now tell me, what womb shall bear my seed? This is really amazing stuff. The gods suggested that the earth become the womb. This infuriated Parvati even further. And she cursed the earth to be unable to bear the child. Shiva's seed caused a great disturbance to the earth, and there was floods and havoc. The gods requested powerful Agni, the god of fire, to bear the seed. So he took it within the womb of flame. This is very interesting that gods, they don't have to be bound to being male or female. So the god of fire, Agni, is a male, as you've just seen, but he can also transform himself when necessary into female, and he can also act as a female. So here he acts as a female and accepts the seed of Shiva into a womb. So the seed of Shiva is in the womb of fire. But he too fell under the angry curse of Parvati. Parvati is not really psyched that somebody else is going to bear her husband's child. So she keeps cursing the people who bear the seed. So he too falls under the angry curse of Parvati and could not develop the seed into a child. The effort exhausted him, and fire began to dim and cool. So fire itself became exhausted. Agni approached the goddess Ganges, who said, "Put the seed into my waters." But she also faced failure and frustration until she learned that Agni's seed had been planted 5 times before beside a lake on the mountain of sunrise. She added Shiva's to this. The mountain soon produced a ferociously powerful child who began destroying the hillside and howling with a voice like thunder. So previously, the goddess who was in love with Agni and impersonated all the sages' wives had put Agni's semen next to a lake on the Sunrise Mountain. When the Ganga, goddess Ganges, heard about this, she thought, this is what we should do with Shiva's seed also. So she took Shiva's seed there and she put it with the seed of Agni. When those two seeds combined, they produced a child from the mountain. And then this mountain, this child was ferocious and started destroying the mountain and howling with a voice like thunder. The 7 sages attempted to remedy this terrible disturbance. I mean, there's this creature on the mountain now destroying everything, so the 7 sages tried to fix. The inhabitants of the forest told them that six of their wives were to blame. They told the sages the story. Hey, your wives went and had sex with Agni, and that's why this whole problem happened. In anger, the sages divorced those 6 wives and sent them away. They didn't really sit around to hear the evidence. This is one of the things that Agni is all about, divorce, being cut apart. So they cut off their wives, they divorced them. So the literal meaning of Kritika is cutting and separating. And then an interesting side note about this, a footnote. The 7 stars of the Big Dipper represent the 7 sages, and the 6 main stars of the Pleiades are their 6 divorced wives. The Pleiades is the Kritika nakshatra. The 7th wife, Arundhati, remains near her husband Vashishta as the star Alcor, very close to Mizar. Okay, so going back to the main story, the sages went to fix the problem of this terrible creature destroying the mountain of sunrise. And when they got there, the inhabitants of the forest said, it's the fault of your wives. They created this monster because they had sex with Agni. So the sages got upset and they divorced the wives. But the child could not be pacified, and even the gods dared not openly oppose him. He was so ferocious. Instead, they sent the 6 divorced wives of the sages, who are now known as the Kritikas, the ones who have been cut off. They sent those 6 divorced wives of the sages to tame the child and then kill him with poison on their breasts. These guys, this is a real soap opera. But the women became compassionate towards the boy and accepted him as if he truly were their own son. Since 6 women came to feed him, he split. Again, Kritika splitting. Since 6 women came to feed him, he split into 6 forms to nurse from each mother simultaneously. He is known as Kartikeya because he was nursed by the Kritika. And he's also known as Kartikeya because he splits into 6 forms. Pacified by these 6 mothers, who are genuine mothers now, they decided not to try to kill him. Pacified by these 6 mothers, the child then greeted his father, Agni. So now the child's pacified so the gods can come to see him. So Agni comes first, and he says, "Nice to meet you, I'm your father." And then the next arrived Shiva, Parvati, the earth goddess, and Ganga, all of whom had valid claims to being his parent. The boy had 6 forms. So one of them remained with the 6 Kritikas, another remained with Agni, another went to Shiva, Parvati, Ganga, and to the earth. So the child solved the problem that everybody was saying, "You're my son, you're my son, you're my son." So he had 6 forms, so he split up to 6 different people. When the supernatural child was only 7 days old, the gods put him in charge of their armies and attacked the anti-gods. The powerful newborn destroyed Taraka and returned the balance of power to the gods. This is one of the cool stories in this chapter. It illustrates a lot of things about Kritika. How it's very sharp and hard and cuts things apart. And it's ruled by the god of fire and associated with Kartikeya, also the god of war. It has to do with divorce, cutting. It's not good for children. It's not good for families. But it's very good for things that need to be sharp. Kritika is very good for things that need to be sharp, like your intellect. Things like intellect need to be sharp, but things like love shouldn't be sharp. So each nakshatra is good for some things and not good for the others. So I hope you enjoyed this one story from the chapter 27 Stars, 27 Gods. And you can order this book through Amazon or through my website, vicdecara.com.